T-Duty Go Bookmakers, episode 184. First, of course, I must apologize. I did not put the ebook up, so you did not get the free ebook. It will be coming soon, I hope. I just have to figure out how to use my computer and my internet connection and many other excuses, but main excuse was I should have put it up first. Sorry for the inconvenience. I'll let you know when it's up for sure. Soon, I hope. So, what have I been doing in the last week? I have been organizing 2019 calendars and schedule books. In fact, I have a customer who would like more pictures than I already have. I have 13 pictures in the schedule book, and she wants 15. Two of them, which will be quite big, but I don't mind. I am working on getting them organized. I'm also making a smaller one, an A6 size pocketbook, fits in your pocket, and it has everything you need in a calendar, including a variety of pictures of the Kanazawa area, including food. Of course, including food. What else do you need in a calendar besides food and sightseeing places? That's what I've been doing in the last week. What else? Of course, I've been doing some writing. I'm working on a novel. It's getting to the action, the main climax scene is fairly finished. And from then on, it just dribbles away into the ending. But the ending, of course, has to be more exciting than just, yeah. So I'm working on that. This is, of course, Stealing November, the kid who goes to the Congo and saves some people and finds a lot of money. That's the important part, money. And then, of course, he goes back to school, back to high school in Wisconsin. And another... Now, if you're not a writer, this might not be too interesting, but if you are a writer or like to read, this might be of interest. First, there's three basic plots in this story. There's the... It's all the main character goes to the Congo and saves some people, finds some money. That's plot number one. Plot number two is his dissolving, disrupting, going away marriage, which is at the beginning and the middle and the bit. And then three, his desire to become a book collector salesperson. He discovers the excitement of having an old book like the 1700s or 1800s or even the 1500s. He finds the excitement about that. He likes to explore, and he gets this interest when he is in the Congo. One of the bad guys has a very old book about the 1700s maybe, and he gets interested in that. Now there's three plots: dissolving marriage, the action in the Congo, and the antique books. Should one be dropped, is what I'm thinking. The dissolving marriage or the books? Or should I keep them all because they're kind of intertwined now? But some backstory, too, to his dissolving marriage, which might disappear because it's not so important to the dissolving marriage or the other two stories. So there's three basic stories, and maybe one should disappear. Or maybe I don't want to write an action movie. An action movie. I'm not writing an action movie. I don't want to write an action-packed novel, which would probably be wise. They seem to be selling more than what I'm writing. So the backstory to the dissolving marriage and the antique books, I'm debating whether to keep or not. If I get rid of them, then I just have the action book, and I don't want to write that. So, maybe I'll keep the dissolving marriage, or the antique books, or both. See, that's the dilemma. When I finish the novel, I'll probably say, we'll keep them. And then I'll give it to an editor who will say, you got to get rid of these two, they don't make any sense. Anyway, that's my dilemma at the moment. If you are not a writer, you don't care. If you are a writer, you probably have already solved it. But in any case, that's what I'm working on with Stealing November. Back to bookbinding. I have just printed out an A6 schedule book for 2019. Last year, I finished the 2018 calendar in 2018, January or February, I believe. This year, I'm starting a little bit earlier. I'm putting in pictures of the city. I am making them as good as I can, and I'm going to send them around to different places to see if they're willing to sell them, or at least buy them from me and then do something with them when they're done. I'm going to make two kinds of schedule books. The binding on one is going to be Coptic, which means you can open the book completely flat, almost the front can almost touch the back when you do it with Coptic, and the other one is normal style that looks like a real book. And the A6 is going to have a thin cover so that it's kind of flexible, and I think that I'll make them both Coptic and normal style. Whatever normal. Normal is cased in style. Hopefully people will enjoy them. It's not the pictures everybody expects of the city. If you go to New York, you'll expect the Empire State Building and the Statue of Liberty and Fifth Avenue. I would take pictures of streets and people and crowds and stuff like that. It might be a little bit more interesting, I don't know, but that's where we're going to see what we're going to find out. I'll show them to storekeepers, and they'll go, this doesn't have anything in it. All right. So that's what I'm going to be doing, and then this coming week is making at least four schedules, two cased in, two Coptic, one A5 in size, and one and two A5 and two A6 pocketbook size. Wish me luck. I hope I do well. See you next time. Thanks for listening. See you next time.